What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
Well, this dilemma has been sent to us from Sarah. Dating is cutthroat these days, she says. Once you get out of your 20s, the power balance shifts from women controlling the dating scene to men. I think also that there's still a perception that once you hit 30, you're over the hill, as my gran would say. For this reason, Sarah says, I often give my age as 29. It sounds better and I think attracts men who see potential for longer term dating rather than saying I'm 31, which makes me sound like I'm going to be desperately in a hurry to marry and have children. Because despite what men say about wanting those things, they don't like being rushed. So my dilemma is it okay to fudge my age a bit? Then, when is the right time to fess up? Or if things go well and I end up with a guy more seriously, do I just let it slide and make him think he got it wrong somehow? So, the dilemma of the deceitful dater. What's your view? Okay to lie about your age in the first place? And if you do, when and how do you fess up? You can let us know on Facebook. Weighing in on this, we have journalist and filmmaker Santilla Chingarape and comedian and actor Damien Callinan. G'day to you both. Santilla, now you've had some experience with online dating, I think, personally and professionally for an SBS documentary. Is it a common thing to lie about your age or to fudge other truths?
I've heard about it. I've heard about people lying about their age. I haven't.
You haven't done it?
No, I just don't think it's necessary. I just don't see the point.
But I mean, the online dating world is a world of a bit of fantasy, a bit of deception, and obviously people do it. Yeah,
I can understand that. I can definitely understand. You know, when you're trying to stand out, and you know, because people are swiping, especially when you're using the apps, and you want to be noticed, or you want the right kind of person to notice you. I can understand that. You know, trying to make yourself more appealing, and perhaps the age thing for women is an important thing. But I kind of disagree with Sarah because I am 31, and I haven't had the urge to sort of, you know, return to my 20s on my dating profile. I haven't had that urge. And I just sort of think that when you lie about your age, I just think that remarks on a few more insecurities or things like that.
Okay. Damien Callinan, have you ever lied about your age?
On a daily basis, Amanda. Well, being an actor, of course, but we don't have an age. We have an
You're
age range.
You're a professional liar.
We have an age range. So if you look on Showcast or any of the professional, it'll say plays 25 to 38. And in fact, and you know me, Amanda, currently I've just shot a film where they try to drop my age a few years.
You're playing a footballer.
An ex-footballer.
Ex-footballer.
But yes, I had a bit of colour done.
Nice. Yeah. Looks good.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not fishing for compliments. I did it for professional reasons. But there's, you know, but that's fantasy world. But in real life, I don't know. I think it's the tip of the iceberg if you start tweaking one thing. But what else are you going to tweak?
Yeah, but I can understand it, though. So I do empathise with Sarah about wanting to lower your age because, again, she is right. I mean, there is this power imbalance that happens once you get over 30 as
yes,
a woman.
Yes, and I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, that is. It is a very genuine observation that she's made.
That women hold all the cards in
their
in 20s.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That tips over.
That's right. And I can empathise with that, and I can understand the pressure that comes from wanting to, you know, conform and wanting to at least appear eligible to the kinds of men that she wants to appear eligible to. But at the same time, I sort of think that it's a wonderful thing when you can just own who you are as you are and just kind of go if you, you know.
Yeah, but if that doesn't get you in the front door.
Yes, so it's about getting your foot in the door.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
See, my experiences with online dating have, you know, race has been a big thing. When I made that doc, it was essentially about race, and that was the thing that was stopping me from meeting the person that I thought I was attracted to or wanted to attract. So I'm kind of like, I can't even get my foot through the door. So I'm like, the age thing is the last thing I'm worrying about. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know, like, It's, you know, it's online dating. It's Tinder. It's very quick. People are making very superficial judgments very quickly. And you kind of have to be aware that you are in that environment. You are in an environment where superficiality reigns. And, you know, are you, the odds of meeting the right person in that environment are really, really slim. And so I sort of think when you start making those concessions, be prepared to also acknowledge that at the on the other end, you may not necessarily match with the right kind of person.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, Damien, in Sarah's case, she does say that there is this big perceived difference between being 29 and being 31, even though it is only 2 years.
2 years. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was quite arbitrary. I mean, it's interesting to note the idea of the power shift just from that magical change of the first numeral.
Well, what were you doing at 29 as opposed to 31?
I've actually tried to look at this and just see what the difference was between me at 29 and 31. So, for instance, at 29... I hitchhiked around Ireland, but at 31, I read a book about the famine. Yeah.
What are you saying? Maturity, growth?
Well, too lazy to travel. 29, I went on a Contiki tour to Europe. 31, I went on a Probus bus tour to the Wool Museum in Geelong. So
you people made real progress quite across quickly those 2 years. Years. Yeah. Okay. In Life Matters, it's the modern dilemma. And have you, like Sarah, ever felt the need to lie about your age? Did you then feel it sometime later you needed to fess up about that? How did that go? You can post your thoughts on Facebook. And it's Amanda Smith with you, joined for this dilemma by comedian Damien Callinan and journalist and filmmaker Santila Chingarpe. Santila, in the search for, you know, ideal love, the gap between fantasy and reality, it's always been a feature of dating, I think, of forming relationships. Has online dating, though, sort of enhanced the opportunities for that sort of fudging?
Absolutely. And that was one of the things that I found when I did Date My Race was one of the academics, I think, that we spoke to really talked about how it is the perfect environment for people to project their fantasies and then expect that back. Mm. And so you have people going in with unrealistic expectations because they can do that. It's the online space, and you find that people end up rejecting people that they would ordinarily match with, but they still have this idea of what they think that person is. One of the people that I met on the show, he had this fantasy of, like, you know, dating like a Pamela Anderson type, and he's a lovely guy, but he generally didn't go out. He was a bit of a loner. He, you know, wasn't necessarily, you know, in my mind, I'm sort of thinking, okay, if this is the kind of woman that you want and this is what she does and you're not really going out there doing anything and but this is what you keep swiping for online. And he was obviously being rejected because those women aren't necessarily looking at someone like him. And that was, for me, a clear indicator of how people go into online dating and why they're projecting all these sorts of things. And I just sort of think that people just need to start paring it back. I think just go back to the basics, go back to the values and all that sort of stuff. And it's really hard when you've got like 5 seconds to make a decision about whether or not you think you want to, you know, match with that person.
Mm. Well, some texts coming in. One saying, if you're looking for an instant fling, being deceptive about your age is less problematic and perhaps more beneficial to a successful outcome. But if you're looking for love, don't start off with a lie. And another one saying, don't lie about your age. That will just be the start and will provoke anxiety. The truth is the truth. If we're lucky, we all get older, which is a fair point. But Damien, apart from your age, what else might you elide the truth about in your online dating profile?
Oh, I guess this thing, you know, there's white lies and ones that are going to be more painful to reveal down the track.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I reckon it's okay to say, yeah, religion's important in my life, but I wouldn't say I'm part of a cult.
Right.
That's going to send people on.
Right.
You know, say yes, I'm widely travelled, but no, don't say you're a drug mule.
I think
there's some things that if you're looking for someone a bit risky though, then maybe say you've done a bit of drug mule, whatever. I don't know. I guess I'm being quite playful because I'm 82, so I've never been part of the online dating.
82. Well, right. I think you're lying about your age now.
Yeah. Like I said, changes on a daily basis. I'm being frivolous, but I guess in the days, like there was internet about, you know, whether it's a fling or what your purpose is in life, when you meet someone in conversation, the circumstances dictate everything about how you present yourself. I used to be a teacher, so I do a lot of teacher conferences, and I do this thing where I try and find the dodgiest teacher in the room. And one of the questions I always ask is, have you ever lied about your occupation? And it's always the male teachers, and they've always gone, yeah, I said I was in the army or helicopter pilot or all sorts of things, because they didn't want to tell them they're a teacher, and they might have been on holidays and they thought this wasn't going to go anywhere. So in that circumstance, I don't know, I reckon that's all right. Like, you know, you're just meeting someone, you don't know where this is going to go.
Right.
It's okay to play around. But in an online situation.
Well, especially when, you know, let's just quickly leap and finish with, you know, you're in a relationship with someone you've met online, you've lied about your age. At some point, you've got to fess up. I mean, what is your summation of advice to Sarah?
I would tell Sarah, don't lie. Be as honest as you can be. I think if you are trying to attract the right person for you, they will accept you as you are with your age, at whatever age you are, and just go from there. I just sort of think, you know, once you start lying, it's
a slippery slope.
Pretty much.
Absolutely, yeah. It's overthinking. And I'm not to say that online dating is easy, and it's I'm not going to be dismissive, but the truth is going to come out eventually. And if you start on a basis of falsehood, then I'm never going to trust you ever again. Sorry, Sarah.
And I'm just curious, would this only ever happen in heteronormative relationships, or would people change their ages if you're like on Grindr or something?
I don't know. We'll put that out to the audience. Let us know. Yeah. Let us know. Well, look, Sarah, thank you for sharing your deceitful dating dilemma with us. And we are at Life Matters always curious and keen to hear of a modern dilemma that you might have found yourself in too, you know, a tricky situation ethically where you're not sure what you should do, what the right thing to do is. You can email your modern dilemma to lifematters@abc.net.au. Santila Chinkarape is a journalist and filmmaker, and Damien Callinan is a comedian and actor. Many thanks to you both for having a go at sorting this one out.
No, I'm actually 27.
But not 82. There we go. You're listening to Life Matters.